I'm a young millennial, which means one of the pivotal gaming devices in my life was the Nintendo DS, which released all the way back in 2004, and it was a chunky, hideous monster that I lost immediately at my local movie rental place. That's why I was excited to be checking out the Magic X040, which promises prime Nintendo DS emulation due to its 4-inch vertical screen and a new, you know, slick, modern body. It's looking good. Seeing the screen like this is really interesting, but it's nice because it doesn't have any splits. We'll see when we turn it on. But what else do we have in the box here? I love a good rectangular box like this, by the way. They're kind of cool. In here, we have a USB-C to A cable that's probably about 3.5 feet, and an instruction manual. It's in Chinese. Nice and simple. But what we really want to see, don't worry, Reese will clean that up, is the device itself. It is white and it is plasticky. It kind of looks like the kind of plastic that will yellow over time. Even the joystick itself kind of looks like it's already off white compared to the rest of the device, which is a little odd. It kind of looks like a Game Boy Advance ate a Game Boy Advance. Like, it's just a little bit taller. It's like they just took it and dragged it out to be a little bit longer. On the front, we have everything we'd expect. We have the 480 by 800 screen, a D-pad that feels a little mushy, not too bad, but a little bit mushy, a joystick, and then our face buttons in the Nintendo orientation of A on the right and Y on the left, and our start, select, and home buttons. Everything feels totally fine. On the top, we have our triggers, L1, R1, L2, R2. These also feel okay. It's nice because you can push them kind of on every angle. Like, I'm somebody who likes to push with the meat of my finger, and that's definitely possible, and then hitting these top with the tips of my fingers. And then we have two USB ports, a OTG connector for connecting like keyboards or whatever else, and our charging port and a headphone jack. How nice. On the bottom, absolutely nothing. And on the back, we have a vent and our device information and visible screws. Nice. It's not super heavy or anything like that. I'm actually curious what's inside. And since we have visible screw holes, let's try opening it up and taking a look. 4 hex screws later, which are easy to take out with the LTT precision screwdriver, we can take a look at the inside. We can see why it's so light. Not a whole lot going on. We have a massive 4,300 milliamp hour battery. Well, I don't know if it's massive, but you're not playing any intense games, so they expect this to last 5 to 7 hours, which I think is plenty. We have our joystick, which looks easy to replace, our front-facing speakers, and on the left here, I forgot to mention, we have 2 SD card slots, one for the system and one for extra storage. So you can put, like, you know, the OS and everything on one and then your games on another. And we have a heat sink for our processor, which is something I've never heard of. It's an all-winner Cortex A53 A133P 1.8G. I think that sounds pretty good. And then we have what I forgot to mention on the other side, where our volume buttons are. Nice. I like how everything is so easy to access and is clearly labeled. If you want to replace something, it looks like that shouldn't be too hard to do. All right, fine. We've taken a look inside, so let's turn it on and play some games, but not before I tell you about our sponsor. All right, we're in. And here we can see we are running a version of Android. This is Android 10, and it's running a Dawn Launcher, which is a custom OS by Magic, I believe, at least if the intro is to be believed. And one thing to know is it took a while to turn on. I don't know, again, anything about the CPU or, you know, if the 2 gigs of RAM is plenty for these old games, but it took a long time to turn on. If you are an impatient gamer like me, I want to play Pokemon right now. But it's a nice launcher. You can see here, we can switch through all the different games that it has. The only concerning thing is just how many games come with the device. We just bought this. We didn't ask them to send it over, and it has what must be every Nintendo DS game. Apparently there are over 1,700, and that is, you know, very convenient. I've bought this and can play games on it, but very questionable legality there. Actually, it's not questionable. It's illegal. Yeah, don't steal ROMs. Luckily, I own all 1,700 of these games in physical form. They're just off camera, but we'll play a couple games, see how this goes. There's gotta be a search button, this is crazy. Another annoying thing, at least it's not clear. There you go, I found the search button. It would be nice if it said somewhere that there is a search button. Oh yeah, it's got touchscreen, which is very convenient for a legendarily touch-based device. Not the most responsive though. All right, Mario Kart DS. One of my favorite DS games, one of the best DS games, am I right? It's dead silent. Is it supposed to have music? Okay, yeah, no, this D-pad is not the most fun to use. I'm like trying to move around. I can't tell if it's just the keyboard in the game, but there's some extra movements happening there, which are not fantastic. I don't know why the volume was off by default, but you know what? The screen looks pretty good. The top buttons are bound to flip screens and fast forward by default, which is really nice, especially for games that are text-based and maybe you don't have auto advance or, you know, don't advance as fast as you want. Really nice to be able to go into fast forward mode that easily. And you know what? The sound is totally serviceable. It's nice to have actual dual front-facing speakers, but I think for now we're good without. Only problem is you really want to push those buttons. It's really hard to comfortably hold your hand somewhere that aren't resting on top. And then these buttons are a little sensitive, so you end up pushing it a bit by accident. But overall, this is running really well. Let's try something different. All right, up next, a real test. This is going to use a touchscreen. We're going to play Rhythm Heaven. It'll be good to test speakers, good to touch screen. But it does surface the first problem, which is that there is no stylus, nowhere to put a stylus. It does not come with one. And again, this is a touch-heavy device. That was a main point of the second screen, is use it for shooters, use it for something like Brain Age or this, Rhythm Heaven. But it does not come with anything. You're forced to use your finger. There's a whole family in that car. You know what? The screen feels really responsive. It is a little small. It's 15% smaller than modern DS is, but it feels really good to use. Again, I just wish it came with a stylus and that I had Rhythm. Another underrated thing is that it is a laminated screen. So the screen is right up against the edge. It doesn't feel like there's a gap in between to really kind of take you out of the moment or just add a little bit of separation between you and the screen itself. But I did bring a stylus to see if it still feels good to use if you did carry one with you. Yeah, it feels fine. It's just a pain to carry around another device unless you're my mom and keep it with you in your bag, I guess. Another nice thing about the software is this little menu. So if you hit the back button or home button, it brings this up to simulate closing device, making it so you don't touch the controls, the touchscreen doesn't work, turning it off and on the microphone and everything like that. But it doesn't only play DS games. It does play Tate if you want to play other vertical, old-style arcade games, as well as, well, a lot of other different consoles. Game & Watch, Dreamcast, Game Boy, Game Boy Advance. But you'll find that the screen isn't quite the right aspect ratio to really make use of that, which is kind of a bummer because this is not the biggest screen and now it's even smaller. You gotta get real close. What the hell is Action Man? The FPS is taking up most of the screen. Yeah, this is real small. As much as I love Action Man, this is not the ideal way to play it. Oh man, this game is awesome though. I've never played it before, but I'll be going home and 100%ing this. Sega! Does anyone ever choose Gus? I got you guys. They do? Yeah. Give me a hashtag Gus Together Strong in the comments. All right, we're trying out some Dreamcast, see how it runs. Right away, because of the aspect ratio of Dreamcast games, it's taking up more space, which is great. I also like how it's centered. And you know what? It's running pretty solid. It's not a solid 60. It is dropping down to like 50, but that is really not bad at all. Oh, okay. The audio... Audio ain't doing so hot, but just play on mute. Just play on mute. Because really, it does look like it's running quite smooth. All right, here we are with some PSP. Again, runs totally fine. And this is without changing any resolution scaling. Like, you could probably get higher, maybe. Actually, I don't know. Maybe don't. But you could, in theory. I do wish the screen was a little bit brighter. I don't think it's bad. We are in studio lights, so it's going to be a little bit, you know, brighter than you'll face, but... It could be a bit better. And I do have to say, it is uncomfortable. It is very flat. And like keeping my hands balled up like this, it's getting to be something I don't really want to use. And that's the problem with this. It is only $75 for the 64 gig model, which is pretty accessible. But you could just get a grip for your phone and use Delta on iPhone or, you know, anything that this is using, like Drastic on your Android phone. Should you get this? I don't know. It's nice that it's cheap. I guess that it's kind of nice it comes with all the ROMs, even though, you know, maybe the Italian government will come knocking on your door. You could also just buy a Nintendo DS and homebrew it if you really want the DS in this package. Two DSs aren't that much. Nintendo DSs, the original ones, really aren't that much, and it doesn't take that much work. Even coming from somebody who's not especially techie when it comes to software-related things, I've homebrewed a 2DS, and it took like 15, 20 minutes. So that is definitely an option if you're looking to put on your own ROMs into a device like that. There are also more powerful options you can get, like the iNeo Flip, which apparently there's a new one coming out. So let us know if you want us to cover that. But it runs Windows, so you can play any games and again, any emulators. If you're not someone who wants that and you want something that's quick, simple, and will play DS games, maybe this is for you. But hey, let us know what you think down in the comments below and make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. And,
You're in.